Today is Daf Yud Ches. We'll go back to Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. We're the second to bottom line. Yeah. Third to bottom line. I saw Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. They brought in Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. Amalei, Amai Ka Sakta Baraisa. Why did you learn Torah? Right? Amalehu, Kasher Tzivanu Elokei, Hashem Elokei. I gotta have no choice. Hashem, that's what Hashem told me to do. That's my job. Miyad, God's real love was Sreifa. They decreed on him Sreifa. Valishto lahariga, his wife had to be killed also. Valbito leishiv bekubash alzonos, and his daughter they sent to some harlot place. A loveless Sreifa, he got Sreifa. Sheyahoga es Hashem ba'os yotzav, because he said Hashem's name. What exactly did he do wrong? Rashi says, the last Rashi number beis, lama nenash called kach lefi sheyahoga es Hashem ba'os yotzav. He would say Hashem's name straight out. What does that mean? Darshu barboa bushtai mosios. The 42 letter name of Hashem. Whatever that is. Vosebo mashu chofetz. And with that, he could do any kind of, whatever he wanted. Magic? That's what it sounds like.
I always had a problem with this.
Why?
He knew it. Wanted to get out of what he
wanted. Yeah, what they're in, exactly. So Tosfa says, Pirsha Kuntris, top Tosfos, Shadarshu remembers osios, vosebo mashu chofetz. Verova olam, the rest of the world. Doesn't hold like that. Mefarshim, they explain, Gizund, Shayikore bepi, osios shal shem hamiyuchod, beosios shal shar tevos. He set out Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vze ein lasos. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to say that out. Hashem's name. The Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kedamar perak, bespsachim sof perak eil overin, lo kashne nichtav adinikra. The way I'm written is not the way I'm read. Yud and a hey and above the hey, we read it Aleph Dal Nun Yud. It's not written. It's not read the same way it's written. We don't read it the way it's written. Not allowed to do that. Yud hey v'nikra ba'Aleph Dal. It's written Yud hey. We call it Aleph Dal. Right? V'nira luri shein lahazkir af osios Yud hey k'mosh regil in olam share Yud hey who shein b'yuchad also. It's also a name of Hashem. Right? Aziv zimroska. Right? Yud hey is also a name of Hashem. Okay. Then he says about. What about Aleph Dalet by itself? So someone says no, then he says, what is that? What is that? It's not a name, right?
No.
Okay, it's a machlokas what he did wrong. Anyway, how can he even do that? Either way, what was he thinking? Vatnan, Elu, She'ein Lehem Chelek Olam Abba. You don't love Olam Hab if you do that. Omer es Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, Ven Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Right? Those things are very bad. Abashal Omer, Afahog Es Hashem Ba'os Yosav. Even if you do that, either you say the 42 letter name for your own things, or you say Hashem's name out. So how can he do that? So the Gemara answers, L'islamet avadil, just to teach them what it was. Kedatanya, lo tilmod lasos. You can't teach it to do. Avalat alamad, lahavin alahoros. But just to know what it is, that's not usur. Ella, my time yanish. So why was he punished? Why was he punished? Because Mishum Hoges Hashem Bifrhesya, he did it in public. Therefore what? So Rashi says on top, Umihu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Medaktik and Matzadik Mechor HaSaira. We would say, well, he didn't do anything wrong. He's a Rebbe. Right? He didn't do anything wrong. What is he being punished? Well, Hashem has a finer, higher standard, right? Fafilu l'islamed, even to teach, Yesh Lachol HaKavod HaRav. He still should have worried about Hashem's kavod. He should have, I don't know what he should have done, but he should have something different. Like the mashal is like a diamond. The better the diamond, the smaller the imperfection ruins the diamond. That's what a tzaddik is. Tiny little imperfection ruins him. So he's much more a regular person, not a diamond. Regular person is a regular piece of this. Okay, piece of stone or a rock, whatever it is, it's a scratch, big deal. But a diamond, much more medaktik.
It doesn't seem like tiny stuff, though. Does he
doesn't seem like such a small thing.
You're not allowed to do it.
Right.
It's a big thing to discuss Hashem's 42-letter name and to talk about.
Right. Sounds like it's not. It is a big deal.
I think it was.
Right. It wasn't some minor thing that we're scratching our head. Right. Now the next one's gonna be harder. Al Ishto, what'd she do wrong? Lahariga, what'd she do wrong? Why is she being killed? Delo Micha Bey, because she didn't protest. The Chasam Sofer says it can't be that she didn't protest that he was saying Hashem's name. She, what are you doing? She tells her husband, you can go to shul, you can go to shir today and teach that? You shouldn't do that. Can't be shot. She knows what he's doing in shir. Doesn't make sense. He says it's on the daughter. that she didn't protest what the daughter was doing. That's why she was chayiv misa. What did the daughter do wrong?
Yeah.
We're going to go right now. Mikan amru, call me, sheyesh b'ad limchos ve'ino mocha, nana shalav. You have the ability to stop someone from doing something wrong, and you don't, you're also punished on some level. Now, does that mean you have to go around being a policeman about everybody's religion? No, because I can listen to you. But if you have an influence on somebody, you know, you say, you know, I have to figure out a way to say it, of course, in a nice way, where it'll be makabalit. But if it'll be makabalit, you should say something. V'albito leishev bakuba shal zonos. What did the daughter do to be sent to some harlot house? What'd she do already? Damar of Yochanan, pam achas, one time, ha'isabito ma'alechas lefne gedolei romi. Her daughter was walking, and some officials, some hot shots, big shots, saw her. Some achlokas, who these are. Some say it's a city called Romi. Okay. Amru, coming up, look at this girl, walks very nicely. A pretty girl walking down the street. She heard them say that. So what happened? She made herself very careful. She was very self-conscious about how she looked. She started to walk even more alluring in a more special way. That's what the wife was. That was what she was a mocha. She was a mocha, her daughter's behavior, not her husband's, the daughter's. Then, behind the Dhammer of Shur ben Lakish, my decive, Avon Akevai Isubeni, Avonos Adam Doshba Cave of Ba'olamazeh, the things that you trample on. Here means literally trampling. Mamash walking around, Ba'olamazeh, Mesubin Loli Omadin. They're going to carry you, they're going to stay with you to the Omadin. But she shouldn't have done that. When the three of them went out to get killed, well, she didn't get killed, the daughter. She was just going to be put in a bad place. They all was tzedek adin. They all accepted the judgment. Hu amar, he said, Hatzur Tom and Polo. Hashem is righteous. Vishto amra, Ishto said, the wife said, Kelim unavein avil. Bito amra, Godol eitza varav, Halila sharinacha pekuchos, I'll call darche. Fine. Very good. I forgot to mention that we're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas, Ephraim Yitzchak ben Avram, who's your Tzedek today, Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Amar Rebbe, Kama Gedolim, Tzadikim Halalu, Nizdam Lehem Shalosh Mekros, Shal Tzedek Adin, Bishas, Tzadek Adin. Isn't that amazing? These three great people, I mean, they're still good people. Still good people. They did something wrong, doesn't mean they're bad people. Still good people, all able to be Mechave in a different Tzedek Adin at the time of their Gemar Din. Right?
They put her in a harlot house. Isn't the halacha there Balayavar?
What?
If they put her in a harlot's house,
it's a good. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. We're going to get to the bottom of the page. Reb Meir is called Reb Meir Balanes for this this daf. The Nasi is going to do to get her out of there. So he's going to. You'll see. He's going to say, "I'm only going to do it if she never did anything wrong. Why wouldn't she protest it? I guess she could be able to weasel out of never doing anything wrong. We'll see in a few minutes."
Not married, so it's not. It's
the
thing, but
what should we say about Esther? She was Karka Olam.
Well, what was that?
She was married.
She's not married.
Right. So it could be he's right. What?
If she was married.
Right. Tana Rabbanon. Kishachala Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma got sick, Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Chajan Levakro. Rabbi Chanina ben Chajan came to visit him. Bigacholam came to visit him. Amalo Chanina, Achi, get to your Deshu Umazu. Don't you realize that the Roman Empire has a blessing from Hashem? Otherwise, how could they be so big? How could they be so mighty? Obviously, Hashem looked favorably upon them. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They burnt the Heichal. They killed all the righteous ones. They lost all the good ones. It's terrible. They're still around. So, I heard about you. Shati Yoshev Osei Petorah. You teach Torah. Not only do you teach Torah, Umakil Kehilos Barabim. You have big shiurim, you invite the whole town, big thing. V'sefer Munach Lecha Bechekecha. And you have the Sefer Torah with you at all times. Amrulo, Menesherai Mirachamu. Yeah, Hashem should have Rachmanas on me. Hashem should protect me. So Amrulo, so he tells him back, Ani Omer Lecha Dvar Mishal Tam. I'm giving you good advice. It's not Harg Vayavar to teach Torah if you're going to be killed, right? I'm giving you good advice. You're telling me Hashem should watch me? Right? Tom Anis, says Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, I wonder, Imlo Yisrifu Ozcha Ves Torah, Sefer Torah Be'esh. I wonder if you're going to survive, you and that Torah together from the fire, you're going to be put into a fire.
Oh boy.
Which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Amalo Rebbe, Mani L'chayel Maba? So am I going to be a Ben Olam Haba? So the Ben Yehuda says, what was he asking? What was the Rechini Ben Chajan asking? Magavi ben Olam Haba.
Yeah, because he put himself in Sakana.
Exactly. So it's like Mamash like committing suicide.
Yeah.
So you commit suicide. It's a big, terrible thing. So Bechanim and Chad is committing suicide. The government makes a law. Don't do this. Bat Har Vayavar. So you go ahead and do it. So you're Mamash killing yourself. So Magavi ben Olam Haba. So I'm a lot. I don't know. Klomais Debal Yadecha. You have anything to tell me about yourself? And he's a chusim. Amalo, yeah, we said yesterday, Moshel Purim Nislafti Bi, Moshel Tzedakah. I mixed up the Purim money with the other Tzedakah money, Vichalakdim Laniyim. I gave out of my own pocket to make sure all the Niyim had. I'm a good guy. Amalo, Yikaolim Kain, Michalka Chayi, Michalki, Michal Chayi Goroli. You're going to be in my Chalik, you're going to be in my Gorol. Don't worry about it. You're going to suffer now in this world, but you're going to, not. Don't worry about it. Amru.
So you couldn't discourage
it
from doing that?
Tried. You didn't want to listen. Yeah. Amrulo.
This is a shala. If they make a gezeira about you doing Torah, if that's not considered...
Har Glayavar?
Correct.
It's not one of the big three learning Torah.
Correct. But that's only in a regular situation.
Right, but if it's a shashmad, then even shoelaces is a problem.
Exactly.
Right, so they have to see what the situation was. Right. So Amru...
Not so simple.
Right, so it's not so simple. Exactly. Mati's right. It's not so simple. So...
Maybe you can do it.
Right, I guess you could minimize the danger or minimize the exposure.
Not
right.
So simple.
That's so simple, right. Anyway, Amru, Lohayam Yuatu wasn't too much time later. Achiniftar, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma died. Fahalchu kol gadoli rom bilavakro. Everybody went to the Kulkovro to bury him. Vifsidu hefsid gadol. And they made a big hasbit for him, he's a big man. Uki bechazirasan. And when they returned, Matur Lechina Ben Tradion, they found it, they bumped into him. Shayoshe v'osek b'torah. Umachal kilos barabim. That was a red flag. Right? It was a red flag. Hivyu, they brought him. Vikarkuhu, b'sefer Torah. They wrapped him in a sefer Torah. Vikifuhu, b'chevlis moros. And they put him in a pyre with bundles of sticks. Vitzisu ben esa'or. They lit the fire there. Vivyu, sifgunin, shaltemer. And they brought tufts of wool, cotton. Wool, whatever.
Wool.
Visharam, Bamayim, they soaked it in water so it should last longer. It should be torturous. Vinichum, Alibo, they put on his heart. Kadeshalotate in Hishama, Nishmasa Mehera. It shouldn't be a quick death. It should be a slow, painful death. Amrulobito, Abba Rechabakach, can't believe I see you like this. Amalo, he tells her, Ilmole Ani Nisrafti Levadi, Hayudav Rakashali. If it'd be alone over here, that'd be a hard thing. Achshav, Shani Nisraf, the Sefer Torah imi, now that I at least have the Torah with me, Misha Mavakesh Elbona Shal Sefer Torah, Hu Yivakesh Elboni. The one who asks for the shame of the Torah, meaning Hashem, should ask for the shame of me. In other words, it should be a zechus for me. Amru lo Talmidav, Rebbe, Ma Taroa, what do you see? What kind of question was that? What do you see? Amalo, famous line, Gilyon Nisrafin, the parchment is burning, Vaosios Parachas. But the letters are flying. What does he mean by that? The sticks and stones, the physical things, the parchment, that'll get destroyed. Yeah, but the Torah never will, right? So what do they ask? What do you see? What kind of question is that? What do you see? So Tosfos says, Mata roe, shayinir beinayim shayilo liros shum davar. Because it looked like he was looking at something. So they ask, what are you looking at? Right? Tema. Oh, Malachim, is it Malachim? Do you see the Malachim greeting you? Oh, Davar Acher, or something else? Inami, listen to this, Vart, listen to this unbelievable Tosafos. Inami, or, Bishvil Shah Yishomin Kola Osios HaParachas. They heard the letters flying off the parchment. Veloha Yodin, they didn't know what that was. What was that noise? So they said, what do you see? What's that noise? So he said, oh, the letters are flying off the parchment. Don't worry, it's only a physical... physical destruction, not spiritual destruction. Such an unbelievable fart, no?
Were these Gedolim forced into watching this? These Talmidim, were they forced into watching
this? I don't know.
Could they stand there and watch it?
I don't know.
Is there a moral to the story?
What?
Is there a moral to the story? I don't know.
He's one of the Hasar Ruge Malchus.
Once a year. What?
Yeah.
He's one of the Hasar Ruge Malchus.
No, would he not do it again? He would do it again.
Right. We'll maybe have a moral in a minute. At ata psach picha, so you open up your mouth, let the ash go inside, so it'll make you die faster. It'll be less painful. Amalahan, mutav sheidlena, beat me, shenasna, Vayichabel hu ba'atmo. What does that mean exactly?
Let nature take its course.
What does that mean? Mutav shi'etlena mi shenasna. Let it be whoever, whatever will be. Vayichabel hu ba'atmo. But I don't have to do. I don't have to hurt myself.
More than
I don't have to hurt myself. Says Tosvos. Second to last Tosvos. Amr Rabbein Atam. Dehecha shiyarim. Pen yavirim over kochavim laveira. Listen to this Tosvos. Dehecha shiyarim. That you see. Pen yavirim over kochavim laveira. Kigon al yedei yisurim. Shelo yachol lamod behem. If you see that you cannot withstand the torture that they're going to give you, the goyim, they're going to torture you, and you can't withstand it. Oz hu mitzvah l'chavel ba'atzmo. So destroy yourself. Mitzvah l'chavel atzmo. It's a mitzvah to destroy yourself. Kahi degitin, gabi yaladim, shenishbu, l'kolon, sheti l'atzmo liyam. They drowned themselves because they knew they wouldn't be able to withstand whatever the goyim were going to do to them. That's a controversial Tosfos.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
does Makarsa all the way also. Right? Okay.
He wasn't doing that.
But that's Tosfos. But if you see you can't do it, withhold yourself, you're allowed to do that. He was able to say, I'm not doing that. But if you're not such a Madriga, you can do it. You can do it to yourself.
He's lying anyway.
I understand.
Nobody argues the shoulder. You don't have anywhere that's an argument on it.
Right. But he was going to be killed, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. Right, they did it in Masada also. They did it in different places and throughout history they did it.
In the Gemara.
Right. Is that the moral? Amarlo, Kalat Studri, Rebbe. So the executioner says to Rebbe, Imani Marba Bishiva Shalheves, if I make the fire go higher, Vinotel Safgudin Shaltemer Ali Becha, and I get that thing off your heart to make you go faster, Atme Vienna Lechayelam Abba, would I get all of Haba? Amalohain, yes. He shovelly swore to me about that. He shovelly swore to him, Miad, Harba Hashalheves, Benotos of Gunan, Shaltemer, Mialibo. He turned the fire up and he put took away the cotton, the wool, Mialibo, Vyatsan and Shemasa Behera, so he died faster. Afu kafat Zanafal Tocha Or. Even the execution jumped into the fire with him. Yotza Baskal of Amra, Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion, the Akalat Stunuri, Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion and the executioner. Mezumin hein l'chayi olam haba. They get olam haba, two of them. Bacha Rebbe, Amar, yesh kan olam haba sha'achas, v'yesh kan olam haba sh'ka mashanim. Someone can spend his whole life gets olam haba, and in one moment of courage, this executioner got olam haba. That is also a lesson. That is a lesson.
Imagine having a conversation. He's in the fire. He's having a...
Could you imagine that scene?
I can't imagine.
Bruria, the bitu der of mayor, Bruria was the wife of her mayor. Brate der Bechina ben Chajon have, the daughter of Bechina ben Chajon. So who was taken to go live with the harlots? Her sister. It's her sister, right? So Amr lo, zila be milsa diyasve achtai bekur b'shal zunos. She says to her husband and mayor, not right that my daughter's going over there. We gotta rescue her. So shagal tarka for the dider of Azli took three kav of gold, of money, and he went. Amar ilo is abed beisura misabed nisa. If she's an innocent girl, a nace will happen for us. We'll get her out of there. Asura, iav da asura, but if she did something wrong, lo yabdel elisa, I can't do an ace. Azal nakat nafshe kichad parsha. So he went there and he got dressed up like he wanted one of these women. And he picked her. And she didn't know it was him because he was in disguise. Amar la, hishmini li. I want to be with you. Amrale, she tells him, no. She tells him, Dashtanana, I'm a nida now. I can't be with you now. I'm not clean now. It's not good. Amrale, Maratchana Mirtach. I'll wait. A few days, I'll wait. Amrale, Nefishin Tuva, Deshapir Minai. They're much better looking girls here than me. Right? Much better looking girls than me. So, Amrale, Shnaminalo of the Isura. So he realized she's not going to do anything wrong. And called to us the Amr Lehachi. Anytime a man came, she said the same thing. I'm a nida now. You don't want to be with me now. I'll wait. Don't wait. Better looking one over there, that one. So she didn't do anything wrong. She that could answer your question on Harvey Avar. She didn't do anything wrong. I guess she was able to do that. What would have happened if push comes to shove? I don't know. Anyway, Amr Kiyasa, Amr Lehachi. Everyone should tell that too. Azal gabi shomer dida. He went to the guard. Amalei havanihile. I'll bribe you. I'll pay for her rescue. Amalei b'stafina mil malchusa. What do you mean? The king's gonna come down on me? I let one of these girls go, right? The government's gonna come down on me. So amalei shikol tarka for the dinri. Okay, take all this money. Plach palga plach half to you, and palga lahavilach half that you should bribe someone else. Right? Whenever they ask about it, you bribe that guy. So amalei v'chishlai ma'yavid. So what am I going to do when I run out of the money? Then what do I do? So amalei ema eloha de mayor anoni umatzalaches. The God of mayor should save me and you'll be saved. And the chida says, that's what people have a minug. To say, eloha de mayor anani. Right? You heard that minug?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
right? Comes from this Gemara. Right, from Yerba Alanes, it comes from this Gemara. Amalei, so the executioner said, the guard said, V'chmi yemar hecha, mi yemar dahachi ikka, how do I know that's going to work? Who are you? You bribe me is one thing, how do I know that's going to work? Right? Amalei, we'll test it. Hashta, chazis, havihanikabi, there were these dogs, tavikaachli inchi, they were attacking people, attack dog, guard dogs. Shakal kala, shadabahu, so they threw some stick at the dog. So the dog came to attack them. Amar, Elohad, Demeir, Aneni, Veshavka, Vihavile. They said that, the dog went away. So you realize, oh, this is some miracle worker, right? Lesov, Ishtam, Milsa, Bemalka. It got back to the king, that there's a miracle worker here. Or that they let this girl go. Asuhu, Askalu, the Kifa. They took the guard, they locked him up. He let a girl go. Amar, Elohad, Demeir, Aneni, Ichtave. He said that, and he got out of jail somehow. So, Amrulay, my high. So the higher up said, well, how'd you get yourself out of jail? What's going on here? So Amalahu Hachiyavi Maisa told him the whole story. So Asu, Chakakul Udmutse Derab Meir Apitzcha Deromi. They took, Meir is a miracle worker. He's right. Good to have on your side, right? So they took his image, and they put on the gate of Rome. You see, the guy wants, like a wanted poster. You see that guy, you bring that guy. Right? Wanted poster. Amal kol dechazi lepartufa hadein l'sayu. You see this guy? You bring him to us. Yom achad, one day chazu, they saw him. Rod abasrei, they ran after him. Rod bekaime ol bezonos. So where Meir had nowhere to run, he ran into a place of zonos. That's where he ran. Eka da'ami bishule ovikachav mchaza. They saw some tray food that they were cooking. Tamash baha umatak baha. He stuck his finger in it and licked his finger like to taste it. He didn't really do that because it wasn't kosher, but he made it look like he did it. But, oh, that's not Rav Meir. No. He sucked his finger?
And
he sucked the other one? Mm-hmm. Ika diyamri, us Eliyahu, Eliyahu came, medamileb kizona karkase. He made him look like a zona, and Eliyahu came to appear like a zona, that Rav Meir was busy with this zona. It was not true. It looked like that. So they said, oh, Amar, chas v'shalom, I Rav Meir havi, lo havi avarachi. That can't be Rav Meir. A holy man wouldn't behave like that. So, come Arak Asal Bavel. So, Meir ran away to Bavel. This is all in Israel. He ran away to Bavel. Ikad Ami Mehai Maisa. Some say he ran away for this reason. Ikad Ami Maisa de Bruria. He ran away because of something happened with Bruria. Very cryptic story. Rashi says. What? Shapam Achas Ligliga Al Shamrucha Chamim Narsim Dain Tekalatheim. She made fun of the Memra. That Nashim Adait and Kalos, which officially translates as lightheaded. Right. You can mean it means they're more emotional, they're whatever you want to say to make it be more politically correct. She made fun of it. She made fun of that statement. For Amar La, Chayecha Sovcha Lahodos Tulzaveim. You'll end up praising the Chachamim. V'tzivu Lecha Mitalmidav, L'nathvoha, L'davar Aveira, V'hifzfer Bo Yom Rabim, Adshin Etzratzeis. He, Meir, hired one of his Talmidim, to proposition her until she would give in.
Wow.
You hear this?
Wow.
And she never did anything, but she was about to. And she killed herself. Rebbeir was embarrassed, so he went to Bavel. That's a crazy story. That's crazier than this story. Yeah. To teach her a lesson. Yeah. 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 Do you know anybody named Bruria? Like a girl named that? I don't know anyone.
Yeah,
you do? Yeah. Yeah? Interesting. Okay. Listen, she must be a tzaddikus on some level because she was a great person, right? That's a crazy story, what Rashi brings in. That's crazy in this one.
You don't remember the story?
Vaguely, yeah. That's a crazy story, no? Okay. Okay, next.
What happened to the
car? I guess he lived a happy life. I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Haholech. By the way, there are a lot of things about Reb Meir. First of all, Stamish is Reb Meir. Reb Meir's chayish for the miut. All these like funny things about Reb Meir that you hear, or don't hear about other people, right? They're all connected some mystical level, right? Tana Rabbanan. Only one Reb Meir, yeah. This is the Reb Meir. No one ever calls the Reb Meir Baal Nes except when you go to Israel and you go to his caver, right? No one calls him that. Or the Pushkins.
When you get the collection letters.
Exactly.
The Nes was the one that Marv just referred to.
Yeah.
This is
the Nes, right?
There's more stories.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. We'll get to it. We didn't get to it yet, did we?
Not yet.
What? There's 2 years left, by the way. 2 years left.
For what?
For the finishing of Shas.
It's still 2 years?
It's 2 years. It's two mamish 2 years. It's two. It's next.
It's January 20.
January of 2020. Tu B'Shvat. The day after, right around Tu B'Shvat of 2020. Mamish 2 years. What?
What's that?
The Siyam. We're finishing Shas in two more years. Yeah. It's probably the hardest 2 years in terms of learning Gemara. But it's fine. Tana Rabbanan. Haholech Lid Stadinon. If you go to a stadium, right? Ulakarkom. Or to the circus. V'roa sham, it's an achashim. And you see there's snakes and charmers. There's a chavar and charmers. Bukion, mukion, mulion, lulion, bullion, salgurin. All that. But different kinds of clowns and different kinds of wasting time things. Harezeh moshev leitzim. That's a moshev leitzim. Now, is that same thing if you go to a baseball game or a basketball game? I don't know. It's a waste of time, 100%. It's a waste of time. Is it usher like this? I don't know. Depends who you ask. What? It's more similar to the Gemara circus than a baseball game, which is just the total boringest thing in the world, right? It's a waste of time. Is it usher? I don't know. Many say no. What? Right, many say it's not usher. Right, Rabbi Reisman from Brooklyn, it's not usher.
Most say it's not usher.
It's not usher. Will you see a Ben Torah there? No.
No.
It's not usher. Okay.
If you go just for yourself, it's usher. If you take your kids,
who said that? Who made up that chiluk?
I just said it.
Oh, you said it. Well, what if you really enjoy it? What if you, I enjoy it. People go, they go with friends, they go with their buddies. People enjoy it, right? Most people here will offer a ticket to the World Series, they probably go.
Yes.
Right? It's not all, sir. It's not all, sir. Right? It's okay. So we do other things to waste our lives. Okay? So it's more. Right? But these are mamash, this is a different thing. Because it was much more, I don't know what the word is. What?
Violent.
Much more violent. Much more goyish. Well, prost. Right, much more prost, exactly. Learn Torah. It's a funny thing. What do you mean it'll bring you to Bittul Torah? It is Bittul Torah. The Gemara doesn't say that. It'll bring you. Right? What does that mean? It'll bring you to Bittul Torah. Is it just going Bittul Torah? Why not?
Because
you need a little downtime, right. So if someone got a ticket to Sunday Super Bowl, everyone would go. Right? Who's not going to go? It'll lead you to, because it cheapens you, right? It makes you, okay. Get no interest, right. Vermini, 1 minute. Hachin let's dadin. If you go to a stadium, mutter, the nation tzavach umatzel. Maybe you could somehow save somebody. Maybe you have some influence, you could save somebody. So, if then you're allowed to go. Look.
A fallen gladiator.
Right. You could save somebody. That's what I'm saying. The guy's mamash a gladiator. You could save him somehow. Or lakar.
What's the difference? When in those days, when they had these events that Gemara is talking about, people were getting killed.
Correct.
Lions were...
Correct. It's much worse than a baseball game where they do nothing. Yeah. Right? Exactly. They sit around and stare for 3 hours standing in the outfield. It's much different.
Right.
They used to put it to the vote of the...
I understand. So that's different. Ula Karakom, what about going to the circus? Mutter, Neishiyish of Medina. First of all, the government has... Oh, listen, the Jews are showing up. Very nice of them. Or also, you can't like be involved with them. Then it's chashiv imahem osur. But if you're going to be involved with them, it's osur. So kasha, it's dadin. Kasha karakom akarakom. So it's a stira. One said no, one said yes. So bishlam akarakom akarakom lo kasha. So that's not a kasha. Why? Kan kim chashiv imahem. It's osur if you're going to be like plotting and you're busy with it. Kan V'she'em is yashiv from him. Just a spectator, okay. El it's dozen kasha. So one said you can, one said you can't. So tanayi to machlokes. The Tanya. Ain't halachin let's dozen mishim mevel osha v'leitzim. You can't go because of osha v'leitzim. That you can't go. But meir matir mevnei shnei devarim. He said you can go, two reasons you can go. First of all, echa mevnei shevetaveach u'matil. First of all, you can be, save somebody, maybe. V'echad, listen to this. But they shemayed eid as isha l'athiyah. You'll know that the husband died. You'll be the aid. Tell the wife, I'm sorry to tell you, your husband, at least now you're not in aguna, you're not stuck. That's important. Right? Tad Rabbanan, ein hoch l'tartiyos l'karkasiyos. You can't go to the theater or to the circus. V'nei shemizablin shom zibul l'avodas kochavim divei Reb Meir. Because somehow it gives support to the Avodah Zarah. Right? It gives support to Avodah Zarah. Every 10% of the ticket price, they bring to the gods. So you can't do that. You can't participate in that. V'echam omim, makom shemizavlin aser, v'mnei chashad Avodah kochavim. Same thing. Makom she'ein mizavlin shom aser, v'mnei shemosh avlitim. And if it's not that issue, you still have the Moshe avlitim issue. My benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Arin chanina misura, nasi v'natan, Ikka binayu. What if you did it already? I paid already. Can I go? So if you hold, the issue is, Rashi says, Lira Meir, Nasavanatan, Asr. You can't. Why? Because the money goes to idol worship. You can't. So what? But if it's just because of Moshe Vlitzim, so you paid already, you can go. Darsh Rabshimim and Pazi. Now to the end, it's very easy. My Dichziv. I think this is the first pasuk in Tehillim, no?
Yeah.
Ashrei Ha'ish, Shaloha, Lach Ba'atzas, Rishayim. Fortunate is the person who doesn't go in the evil ways of wicked people. He doesn't stand by sinners. Moshev leits him lo yashav, and he doesn't sit. And Moshev leits him. So what does it say? It says not to walk, not to stand, not to sit. So if you don't walk, how'd you get there to sit? How'd you right? So v'chi ma'achashololach hechan amad. If you didn't go with them, how did you stand? Me'achashol amad hechan yashav. If you didn't stand with them, how are you going to sit? Me'achashol yashav lechan rots. The next one is to run with them, right? A lot. I'm sorry to be a let. Ella lo malacha. No. Imhalach. If you just, I'm just going to go tag along, see what they're doing over there. Sofo lamod. You end up hanging around with them. Im amad. If you stand with them, sofo leishav. You'll end up becoming one of the chevra. Im yeshav. And if you sit with them, sofo lalut. You can end up being a let with them. So it's a gradual thing. Vimlet alav akasav omer im chachmas lecha levadecha tisa. You're going to bear being a letz. Amar belazar kolamis lotzeitz. Anyone who's a letz means someone's very not serious. Someone make not only not serious. It's a bad thing. It puts down every situation. It makes every situation into a joke. A musar thing is a joke. Everything's a joke. Yisurim bar malav. He gets punished with yisurim. Shenemar v'ata al tisgizunt. Tislotzu pen yechazku mos rechem. Amal rabbanan, ravel rabbanan, ravel says to rabbanan, bamtusa beina minaychu. I beg of you people, lotus, don't do that. Delo, let's say aleichu yisurin. You shouldn't have yisurin visit you. That's the punishment for being a letz. Amar of katina kolam mislotzeit mizmanosa mizmatin. Ever a lotzeit gets ruined, ruins his parnasa. It's a segula to ruin your parnasa, right? Shinemar, like it says, Moshe Yodo es lotitzim. Okay, what's the kinmida kineged mida? Why should that be? Why should that be? Are you losing? What does Pinoza have to do with that? Right, so you have to find some reason. Right. The Marsha says because what people used to do was people are let would act like they're like they have a balmum, walk around like they're lame and they're missing, so they, those people can't work. So you act like that, you're also not going to get work. So you have to get some answer like that. Arushir Malakish, Kolam Etz Lotzeitz, Nofel B'Gehenim, anyone who lets goes to Gehenim, Shinemar, Zeg, Yohir, Leitz, Shemo, Oseb, Arva, Zodon, Vein Avra, Ela Gehenim. Shinemar, Yom Avra, Hayom Ahu. Fine. Arvavoshia, Kolam Etz Yahir, Nofel B'Gehenim, anyone who has a haughty goes to Gehenim, Shinemar, Zed, Yohir, Leitz, Shemo. Oseb, Arva, Zodon, that's the next part of the pasuk. Vein avra el gehenim shenemra yom avra yom ahu. Fine. Arav chani loy, bar chani loy, kol mislotzeit, gorm kli al olam. He causes destruction to the world. Shenemar, V'ata al teflotu pen yechizuku mos rechem kala v'nachitza shamati. Okay, Amar Belazar, Kashi, Tchilasa Yisurin, V'sofa Kliya. It starts off as Yisurin, and it ends off as destruction.
Does it mean like, what does it mean, cynical sarcasm?
Yeah, yeah, it's making fun. Amar Shimon Pazi, Ash Ish Elohach, L'tarati Ozakar Kisiyos, fortunate is the man who doesn't go to the theater and the circus. Shalavot Kachavim, of idol worshippers, of Dechwish, Chatam, Lo Amad, Zeh, Shalom Amad, Bikinigon. That means they don't go on a hunt. Part of a hunting party. Moshe Vleitzel Mugashav, Shalisha Bechtach Bulos. So you don't be busy with also plotting and different kinds of Goyisha things. Shema Yomer Adam, Wilson, Ho of Lo Alachti Latat Yazakak, I can't go to the theater. I can't go to the circus. Lo Amadati Bikinigon. I can't go on the hunt. Lo Elech, Vizgar Mashinas, I'll go to sleep. Nothing else I could do. No. You should study Torah day and night. All right? So we'll stop here and we will finish, we'll pick up tomorrow.
Yeah.